Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I can tear you up like Chef Boy ID. Take you out the park.
tomorrow. Shorty got game, if you cute, Tiamari. Nigga low legs with a sexy ass body. These are more than 20s on this heavy big body.
Time in the same damn blocks, 2020. Yeah. This 15's on. Yeah, I'm hurrying. Walk up in the club, fat as fuck, got me on bullshit. Eyes low as fuck, yeah, you know I'm on that good shit. What's that over there? Yeah, hot shorty, super bad. What's that over there? Yeah, hot shorty, super bad. What's that over there? Yeah, hot shorty, super bad. What's that over there?
Cool 22s on the old school. If shorty don't go, I make her out of old news. She can rock my mic, no pro tools. Baby, anything goes, there's no rules. That's cranberry and that's Grey Goose. I mix them up and call them cranberry Grey Juice. Ain't trying to stick to you like a staple. I'm trying to tell you like breakfast on the table. Taste below the navel. You make me lick the plate every time I taste you. Nasty, whip gang classy, you ask me. Zoom out of here, if you could, you should catch me. Baby got club like Tiger Woods candy. I am in the Chevy, Randy Mac is in the candy. Yeah, you got the butterfly doors, music blasting. You got the bubble cushion, shorty, put away the ratchet.
In that same damn blocks, 2020. With the 15's on, yeah, I'm hurrying. Walk up in the club, fat as fuck, got me on bullshit. Eyes low as fuck, yeah, you know I'm off that good shit. What's that over there? Yeah, hot shorty, super bad. What's that over there? Yeah, hot shorty, super bad. What's that over there? Yeah, hot shorty, super bad. What's that over there? Yeah, hot shorty, super bad.
What Crown Vic, and I am next to blow. Bang!
My name is Lips, and I'm next to blow.
What it do, where it's your boy, Mr. D the Kid. I am next to blow. Bang!
My name is Mr. J, and I'm next to blow. 242 Bahamas in the house. Next to blow! Ready to rock, ready to go. Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hello. You know, Smith Quinn, T, I'm a gussie. I'm next to blow, Mr. J.
It's your boy, Sippy Zone, and you're listening to Next to Blow Radio.
Hey, everybody, what's good? This is the one and only Miss Queen T. You guys all tuned into the Miss Queen T. Magafia show right here on Next to Blow Radio. I have to make an announcement. Unfortunately, Magafia is not on the line with us tonight. She is handling business. She's doing big things out there in Miami. You already know she's getting in. She's filming a new reality show, so y'all make sure you stay tuned for that. It'll be on TV, so, you know, I have to hold it down for my girl, Magafia. But we got some nice co-hosts in the building with us tonight, some supporters of Next to Blow Radio, so we're definitely going to bring them in and introduce them real quick. So first and foremost, we're going to bring ladies first. My girl, Ray Chills, out of Illinois. What's up, Chills? How you doing?
Yo, what's good? It's Queen T.
What's up, boo? What's up? Let everybody know who we got on the line, where you from, and what you, how you do it, and how you get down.
Yo, so I go by the name of Ray Chills. I am a R&B / neo soul artist coming from the 312-773 area, if you didn't know. That's Chicago, Illinois, shut down, make some noise. No, but if when you guys get a chance, follow me on Twitter, Ray Chills, that's RAECHILLZ. Instagram, RayChilly1, RayChilly1. Facebook, RayChills Music. SoundCloud, RayChills. Reverb Nation, RayChills. Even YouTube, RayChills. So, yeah, get in tune, stay in tune.
Definitely. Make sure you guys stay tuned. She will be rocking with us through the whole show. And also, we're going to introduce our second co-host of the night, my boy Chops from Smooth Dewey Show. What's up, Chops? How you doing?
Cool. And what's good, everybody?
Chops, you already know. Chops is out here in my city right now. He's But Chops, let everybody know who you are, where you from, you know, what you, how you do it, and all that good stuff.
I'm good. I'm chilling. Shit, I'm on right now. I'm just on the treadmill right now, listening in on the show and everything. And a good time.
Oh,
out
you
there.
Getting there on the treadmill over there?
Yeah.
Oh, you getting your work on. If y'all don't know, we hitting up the club. Y'all don't know Miss Queen T does the Rise Lounge out here in St. Paul, Minnesota every Tuesday. So we finna hit the club tonight after the show. And I guess Chops over there getting ready for it on the treadmill. He getting his sweat on, his workout. Like, I'm ready, boy. But definitely, Chops, this is Ray Chills with Chops. And thank y'all so much for, you know, filling in with me tonight. Definitely appreciate that. So we're going to have a great show. And y'all stick it out with me, and I promise to be real nice and not pick on y'all, okay?
Yes, I hear you. I hear you. It sounds good right now, but we'll see.
Definitely. Before we get into our first caller and let Ray Chills introduce our topic, I want you to go ahead and let everybody know about your radio show you be co-hosting on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays real quick.
Yeah, it's me. My nigga Swoo be doing this show like every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 to 12, showcasing like underground and local talent. And the number is, well, I'll give you the number right quick. Well, I'll tweet it to y'all, because right now I can't get to it right now, but you know, just hit us up.
We don't want to distract him. We don't want him to, like, fall down on the treadmill and nothing, so we're going to keep it moving. So before we get into the callers, if you guys want to go live with us at any time, make sure you guys press the 1 once you guys call in, but the number 2 call in is 718-664-9115. Also, we're going to be having stay tuned for that. Chop your background out as hell. But yeah, so we're going to get into a topic tonight. So, Ray Chills, let everybody know what we got going on tonight as topic wise.
Yo, so basically tonight, this marvelous topic. No, let me kiss. Let me stop. But no, basically, what inspires you to keep going? What's your ambition? What's your motivation and inspiration, not only being an artist, but living in the times that we live in this world? You know, it's kind of hard out here now. You know, everybody on the hustle, everybody trying to get their stuff together. You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to, you know, make a penny out of dollar out of penny, whatever. So what keeps you focused on your goals and your ambitions? Because the new word for 2013 is great and nothing less than great. So what makes you want to be great?
All right. Well, y'all can definitely go ahead and put your input in there. And then we can get to the callers. If you guys want to get to the callers first, it's up to y'all. It's y'all show today. I'm just like, I'll host it.
Well, I'm going to put my input on it. I'm going to put, like, you know, my thing is for the whole year just to keep doing what I'm doing and make it better than what I'm doing before, you know. Never can't see what I couldn't do this year. I'm just going to keep, you know, making it better.
Definitely. So, Miss Queen T, what's your ambition, Miss Queen T?
Yo, I have a lot of ambitions. Like, honestly, I do it for not only for my family, but, you know, to give back, because I believe in a lot of local artists. But I definitely want to see somebody that I know make it, because I'm not a singer myself. So if I could sing, boy, oh, my goodness. Look at it. I would be next to love. No, but, you know, my family keep me going, you know, the positive people that I'm around all the time, they keep me going. Sometimes I do get a little discouraged because there's a lot of ungrateful people that I come around, but I got to realize
not everybody's ungrateful. Not everybody's trying to bring me down. I have a lot of supporters. So my fans, my supporters, you know, every time I go out to the club, to the venues, everybody, not everybody, but I get a lot of people coming up to me like, oh, ain't you Miss Quincy? Oh, ain't you Next World Radio? So that keeps me going. The positive and the support keeps me going. And, of course, the money, too, you know. So,
well, for me, for myself, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Coming from where I came from, you know, everybody has a background. And number one, you know, you never, ever, ever, ever supposed to forget where you come from or how you started. You know, God gives struggle, you know. He appreciates the struggle because you can't appreciate success if you never appreciate struggle. You know what I'm saying? So from where I came from, being where I started off, I have to stay motivated in that area because I know where I came from and I know how I started. Now, I might not have, you know, a Bentley sitting in my driveway, or I might not have $1 million in my bank, but at the end of the day, the hustle is like, it's like a high. You know, it's like a drug because you always want more. Ain't no such thing. My mother always taught me never, ever, ever settle for less. You can say, if you settle for less, then that's when you become a one-dimensional person. And I've never been a one-dimensional person. I always thought big, even with the littlest things. So I would say to anybody, whatever it is that you're going through, you know what I'm saying, whatever life throws you, always find something that keeps you inspired. Even if it's something little, or your kids, or your mom, your dad, whatever it is, you just always got to stay motivated, because when you become dormant in a one-dimensional mindset, then that's when you fail. You failed at life, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. that's not a good thing, because you only get one life to live. So, yeah.
That's real right there. And that's coming from your girl, Ray Chills. All right, then. Well, let's go ahead and see what the caller's got to say. We're going to get into our first caller from the 972-824. Caller, you're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, No S's, No C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up. A.K.A. Mr. Bing Me Bitches, A.K.A. Mr. Visa, A.K.A. Mr. Ziploc, A.K.A. Mr. Incredible. What it do, Queen T? What's up, Chops? And what's up, Ray Chill?
Yo, what's good, baby?
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling indubitably right now. You know what I'm saying? I got my man Chops, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Who That? Who That? You know what I mean?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got Queen T, you know what I'm saying? Captain of the team, Wet Wet, you know, in the building. What's up, Queen T?
Yang Yang.
Yang 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 Yang.
Yang Yang Yang. Yeah. Dope. We got Ray Chills on the line. She's a dope artist, too, so I had to definitely bring her in with her great personality over here. So, as you heard, I don't know if you heard the topic, but I'm gonna let Ray Chills go ahead and give you the hot topic again, so you can go ahead and input, because I know you got a good input.
What keeps you motivated? What keeps you going? What show kryptonite that make you wake up every morning and be like, man, the early bird gets the worm first? So I'm going to get up, and I'm going to get out, and I'm going to get it. What gives you that every day to keep moving?
Well, first off, the first thing that keeps me motivated is these motherfucking haters. Hey, shout out to all the haters. Y'all motivate me for y'all to tell me what I can't do. You know what I'm saying? Fuck what you talk about. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to prove y'all wrong. Second thing that motivates me is I don't want to leave this earth and leave nothing behind. That's the second thing that motivates me. And number three, the people I meet along in my journey. The real people, like my man Chops, like my homegirl Queen T, you know what I'm saying? I met all these people along the journey to trying to get to the top. So they inspire me because they want to see me succeed just as much as I want to succeed. So that's what it do.
So,
What's up?
Definitely. And to not to be, you know, rude or, you know, cut you off or nothing. But the reason, one reason why I brought this topic to Miss Queen T, you know what I'm saying, her BMIG and all, you know, it's a lot of people who giving up now, you know. It's a lot of people who I see in my city alone. Cause, and not trying to say my city big and bad, but y'all see what's going on the news and the shy. Y'all see all types of stuff that's going on in Chicago, and everybody is saying, you know what, man, fuck it, man, it ain't even worth it. But why give up? If you hustle so hard to get to a certain spot in your life where you at now, and you just throw in a towel, then your work, your hustle was in vain. In vain meaning, was you just trying to get some self gratification out of it, or were you doing it to make a change? You know what I'm saying? Anything you do, it should be selfless. It should be selfless acts, you know what I'm saying? Anything in life. You know what I'm saying? And everybody is out for their, I feel like everybody is out for their self, which is cool, but at the end of the day, who are you touching? You know what I'm saying? People, because when you in the music industry, people looking at you. People watching what you do, they say, man, Miss Queen T, man, she on her shit, man. She out here, she getting it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yo, Chops, he on his shit, man. He hustling. He out here, he making moves. Ooh, man, I want to be like that man. And I don't want anybody who's especially in the music industry, to give up, because that's the number one thing that they look for you to do, is to give up, to throw in the towel, you know. And your hard work always pays off. I don't care what you're doing. You could be working at in the cornfield. It's going to pay off one day. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I picked this topic. But, yeah, sorry, guys.
Hey, pass the collection plate. Somebody pass the collection plate right there. Wow.
No, that's why I brought her on, because I know she can talk and she got good knowledge. So shout out to Ray Till. Y'all don't know, we got Ray Till and Chops on the line co-hosting with me tonight. I'm gonna sit back and just let them do their thing, because I know they got good experience in this. So. Dope. Do you have any shout-outs you want to get in before we get to the next caller? Any requests or anything?
Well, you know, most definitely. Hey, shout-out to, you know saying, the whole Money team. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to the Money team. Y'all know who he is. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to my family, Blast Your Thoughts. You know what I'm saying? My man, Blast Your Thoughts himself, a.k.a. Russell Simmons, a.k.a. Mr. Joe Jackson. My co-host, Big Duke Fan 99, No Filter. You know what I'm saying? Carter Blue. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. And, you know, I got to hear some what it do. So while Chops is on the treadmill, he could jump off and kick one of these old white ladies in the head.
No. We don't need that. You know, I'm about to take him out tonight again, so he's going to do round two.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Chops, make sure you kick at least three old white ladies in, because they're going to be drunk. So you got to kick him at least three of them in the head after hearing some what it do.
I got you.
All right, we definitely gonna get. Don't you know your mic is live with us all the time, so don't go nowhere. We're gonna get into one more caller, and then we're gonna get into that song, okay?
Man, for sure.
All right, let's go ahead and get into the 618-416 caller. You're live. Who is this, and where you calling from?
What's up? This is Gigi. I'm from East St. Louis, Illinois.
What's up,
DJ?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
I'm cool.
We're good. We're great.
That's what's up.
What's up? Did you hear the topic tonight?
Yeah, I was listening to it. You know what I'm saying? And
okay.
Basically,
what's your input on it?
I mean, definitely. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person, you know what I'm saying, that's about my business and trying to strive and do better and humble myself. You know what I'm saying? So. That's why I came into this music industry, is to be humble and be a good artist. I'm a writer, producer, you know what I'm saying, entrepreneur, you know.
Okay. That's So how long you been doing music?
Oh, since
1993.
Yeah.
Right, all right. So, you know, we're going to actually be having a new host out here on Sundays on Next to Blow Radio. And they're actually from St. Louis. So starting, I think it's the 6th. It's a Sunday, the first Sunday in October.
they actually have a their host out there on the main radio station, but they gonna, I don't know if you heard of the Dirty Boys and Where You Wanna Be Entertainment, but they're gonna be on here, and they're from St. Louis, so make sure you guys check them out too.
For sure. No, I'll check that out.
But definitely, do you have any shout outs or anything like that you wanna shout out to Twitter, your Reverb, anything?
Oh, I just want to shout out to Miss Queen NT, Miss Rachel, and C Chop. Y'all inspire me to do music and to keep moving and keep going. And definitely, my Twitter is GG King of Midwest. And you know, you can reach me all over. You can Google me too, GG King of the Midwest, and everything is around. You know, my SoundCloud, everything. You know. And
okay, definitely. You must have saw us on Twitter, so. You should definitely tweet us so they can all follow you back. Or if I'm not following you, I apologize. But you should tweet us so then we can all follow you, so we can all follow each other.
For sure. I'm following you now. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, never give up, man.
Yeah. Can I request a song? You know what I'm saying?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, I like to request my single. It's called My Heart that I sent to you. You know what I'm saying? If you can play that for me, I'll be grateful. You know?
My heart, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's up.
All right, I got you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Shout out to all the callers calling in. Don't go nowhere. We're going to do our first track tonight. This next track. Shout out to the 773. I think I recognize that number. We're going to see. And shout out to the 956 and 612. Shout out to my boy Soda Black, a.k.a. It's Hard Being Black. Make sure you guys check him out at Soda_BLAKK. That's my boy. He out here in my city, too. His ass need to be at the Rise Lounge tonight. Fuck you mean he lives in St. Paul. So you better be over there, Soda Black. But we going to get into the track right here. Again, you guys are now tuned in to Miss Queen T. Magasi.
Hey, what's up? Hey, who's on me on Twitter again? Instagram?
Right then. We're going to get into the song right here by my boy Dope Ass Music. What it do? All y'all white ladies over there by top, y'all better run. That's all.
When I'm on the block, what it do? When I'm at the spot, what it do? when the beat knock. What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Holla at your boy and tell me what it do. What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knock? What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Holla at your boy and tell me what it do.
All right, what it do, what it do. Yo, Chop, so you kick some old white A's in the head. Oh, they got him behind in the police car, that's why he ain't saying nothing.
His foot must have got caught in the treadmill.
Hey, shout out to my man Chops. Hey, when 2 Chainz come back, we robbing him again. He gonna be no chains. Come to the bank, get your wallet missing. Come out to the bank, get your wallet missing. Oh man, hey, no doubt. Hey, shout out to Next to Blow, man.
Hey, most of us do be on that though, for real. Yeah. Like they just be waiting for these famous people to get here just to rob their ass.
Man, hey, I'm telling you, 2 Chainz he gonna get it, and Tiger he definitely gonna get it for wearing that funky ass white outfit with that fucked up hairdo. He gonna definitely get it.
Hell nah. But yeah. All right, dope. You know, I'm gonna keep you live with us, so just hold on the line, okay? I think we gonna get into the next caller, okay?
For sure. All
right. All right, let's go ahead and get into the next caller from the 773-759. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from? Area code 773-759.
Yo, what up?
That's Chicago right there.
Yeah, I know. They tweaking.
I know who this is. I know who this person is, and I so want her to say hi because I haven't heard from her in forever. She must have had to switch over.
Denia!
Yeah, it is Denia. It is, and I haven't seen her or spoke to her in so long. People, I'm gonna hit her up though, but like Denia, you know you press one to go live, right?
That's an auto fail, Denia. Auto failure.
I know, right? But it's all good. I love her though. We gonna try to bring her back in a little bit. But I wanna get into hold on, I'm gonna pull up a different song real quick. And shout out to Gigi, and he just retweeted us, so I'm gonna tweet you guys and. I had to go through my emails to find your song because it's not uploaded, but it is at 99% right now. So after this next song, hopefully our guest calls in. I don't know where he's at. Boo man, where you at? But we're going to get into a song. You guys have a request? Chills, I don't know if we have any of your music on here.
Yo, do I need to send it real quick? Because that can't happen.
I know, right? Okay. Yeah, you can send it. Yeah, what you can do is send it to me real quick, and then as throughout the show, I'll upload it so that we can, get it going.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah, right, you got my email, right?
Yeah. It's the all same. Right. Wait. Pause. Wait. It's the same one, right? Wait. Hold on. Wait. Let's get this regulated real quick before I mess up. And send it to somebody else named Miss Queen T. No, I'm kidding.
You know, well, I'm going to just put it out there. For anybody that wants to send me some music, you guys definitely can do so. My email is Miss Queen T. That's MZQUEENT, next to blow radio @gmail.com.
Boom, there you go. All right, got you.
All right, then. So we're going to get into, we're going to get into my girl Tamara Bubble. She's out there in the New York area. So we're going to get into the song real quick, Living It Up. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. Let's go.
Now tune into Miss Queen T, captain of Team Wet Wet, and my homegirl, Magasia, rhymes with Hannah Say. I know it's Magasia, but you know what I'm saying? I say Magasia with Hannah Say. You know what I'm saying? Baby powder in the left, Hennessy in the right. That's what it do. Hey, I'm next to blow.
Yo, shout out to dope-ass music on that drop, yo.
That track was kind of dope. That track was kind of dope. I was rocking with that.
Definitely. You should check her out. I'm going to tweet you guys and link her with Now Just Played. I forgot to say Now Playing. Yeah, she's an independent artist out of New York, and she's dope. Shout out to her. Her name is Tamara Bubble.
Yeah, I played her on my show too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. You say she got the one where she's telling the brothers to pull the pants up. Look, crack is never cool. Crack is never cool. On females, dudes, on the street, crack is whack. So
crack is always whack.
Crack is always whack.
Definitely. What do you think about that track,
over there, Chop?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to really hear because I was I had to switch over my line. But I mean, like, you know, if I get a chance to hear it again, I can give my opinion on it.
Okay.
And the old white ladies in the head, his foot got stuck in one of the pins.
Now you know you wasn't on the other line. You know you had to take a bathroom break. From them greens you ate earlier.
Damn, Chop. You got a boo-boo?
Comment. No comment.
He said no comment. All right. We're going to get into the next caller, and I do got that song, My Heart, by Gigi. So the next song we're going to get into is that song after we take this next caller. So definitely get into the 678-891 caller. You're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's happening? It's your boy, Mr. P.I., double L to the Z, from the CPGA, Dover already. The one and only Mr. Pills and his biatch, A-Town State, was heading next to blow, was heading dope bad music. You already know, bruh, what the business is.
Hey!
I oh, man, to the ZZZ, yes, the one and only dope, boy. You know, I think I went to sleep on it. I was on that lean that night. So I got a couple more Z's in, you heard me? Oh, man, I felt so crazy. That nigga dope hit me up. Why is Mr. P-I-L-L-Z? Z, 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 Z. Like, nigga, you was knocked the fuck out. Hell to the no.
He sure was, though. He really was, though. Y'all don't know, we had Mr. Pills fell asleep on Blog Talk Radio. We wanted to bring him back. He was snoring on the line, so that's what we're talking about.
I'm talking about, I ain't from Texas, but I was on that lane, though, boy. When I woke up, the phone was all the way on the other side of the room and shit. I'm like, what? And then I thought about it. I said, damn, I was on the internet show. Short, I know I ain't do it like that. And sure enough, when I went to my page. but what's happening to you, Jerry Ryder? What's the business?
Oh, Mr. Pills, I got Magafi is not on the line with me tonight, but I got my co-host tonight, Ray Chills, my girl Ray Chills from Chicago, and then we got my boy Chop on the line.
What's going on, Mr. Pills? Salute, you know what I'm saying? From the A time to your time.
Good.
That's good. We got a hot topic
right now. Mom.
So, we heard you.
Huh?
Hey, I'm real sarcastic and I crack a lot of jokes, so don't take offense.
Oh, you all good. You all good. You know what I'm saying? What's good with you?
What's good with you?
Yo.
Oh, okay. So check it out though. The topic for tonight is ambition and goals. Motivation, inspiration. Within those four names I just named, what keeps you motivated? What's your ambition? And what keeps you going, right? What makes you hustle?
You know what I'm saying? The motivation, you know, is self-explanatory, you know what I'm saying? Waking up to see another day. The ambition is knowing, you know, the grind is there, you know, for you to take. And the hustle itself is just what it is. It's the hustle, you know what I'm saying? Can't start, won't start. That's just how I live by day, you know, for sure.
Definitely. That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? They're trying to make, you know, make it like everybody else, you know what I'm saying? No better than the next. You know, when you get that cocky attitude thinking you better than the next, then hey, ain't nothing wrong with that though, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, difference between cocky and confident, but, you know, don't get too cocky. Always stay confident. No doubt. Have it.
True. But I also wanted to ask, you know, to everybody, including you, you know what I'm saying? Everybody on some 100 shit, though. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? We all humble now. But this is a topic that I, you know what I'm saying? But when them checks rolled in, And them cars and them cribs start coming, you know what I'm saying? How humble is motherfuckers
going to
be? I mean, I don't know.
You got the upgrade, you know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, for me personally, you know, if you do get that kind of money, make sure you use it right, you know what I'm saying? Make sure if you ain't going to church and paying no tithes and that, make sure you invest in something, you know, that's going to help bring your community up, you know. Don't sit there and just ball out and just forget about everybody else, you know.
Don't go MC Hammer on my phone.
If dope ass music get rich, I'm changing my number and I'm moving to an island where there ain't nothing but white folks.
But you ever notice, man, when you get that money, because on some real stuff, I done chopped it up with, you know what I'm saying, being from Chicago. And, you know what I'm saying, within the music culture with here, you know, I done chopped it up with a couple of Kanye West old niggas, old producers, you know what I'm saying? And they say that when he got that money, you know what I'm saying, he changed. And me being the intellectual person that I am, I'm instantly going to argue that. And I'm like, okay, what if it's not the money that changed him? What if it's y'all the ones that changed? You know what I'm saying? He did what he had to do. He was on his grind.
Yeah. Yeah, and you definitely, when you get to that status, you definitely going to lose a lot of friends, you know what I'm saying? And really, it's for the best, you know what I'm saying? Because if they steadily, you know, just trying to rise you, you know, just because of who you are, what your name is, then those ain't the type of friends you need around anyway, you know what I'm saying? Because 9 times out of 10, your entourage, the one that end up getting you in trouble. So, it's always good to ride dolo solo, you feel me? More money that way, too.
Yeah, but then at the same time, it's always good to know who's there before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then again, though, I was watching this show, man, and then a dude hit the lottery, man. He woke up the next day, he had sticky notes all on his car. Somehow, you owe me this, and remember me cutting teeth, third cousin remove, and all types of stuff. You know, it's not. And then again, everybody can't handle $1 billion.
Uh-huh.
You get $1 billion in your hand, it's like, especially being black, man, you throw a piece of cheese out in a crowd full of niggas who ain't never had money. They're going to go nuts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
For sure.
Definitely. That's crazy. Where did you say that happened at?
I was watching a show. It was called I Won the Lottery. This man won $4.1 million. He woke up the next morning, he had over 500 sticky notes on his car talking about, man, you know, you remember me, Uncle? Cousin, yo, baby mama, sister, uncle, and all types of crazy stuff. He had to change his name. He had to move. All types of stuff. That's what I'm saying. When you get that money, it's not you that changed. It's the people around you. It's the people around you that changed. So that's why it's always good. My grandma always used to say, man, you count how many real friends you got on your hand.
Already.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my name. I'm going to change my name to Don't Know Your Ass Music.
and you don't owe nobody nothing, man. That's what I'm saying. Ambition is something that's perseverance is always selfish. You know what I'm saying? When you persevering, you have to be selfish because you're trying to get to a certain place in your life. Now, anybody that's around for the rally, it's cool.
I want to add something to that, too. You know, you always going to have, you know, people always trying to stab you and push you down when it's you get your success and everything. So it's like,
you're doing your thing.
You know, the mother, they're going to come around there and try to see, you know,
you know everything they saying to you and affecting you. Cause, you know, eventually the enemies become your friends.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why you? That's why you got.
And here go another. It's another one. My 86. Mm-hmm. My grandma's. I ain't gonna go really into it, but she was, you know, she's a little lady pimp. Let me stop. No, this her third marriage or whatever. But her husband is 86. He's a musician. He plays a saxophone, whatever. But he came up to me, man. This man, he's 86. He still smokes cigarettes, man. He still drinks beer. He don't look a day old. He lit up a cigarette. He's like, man, chill. He said, new friends, the devil's brain. But he was like, old ones, them your real ones. And ever since he told me that, that stuck with me.
Mm.
It stuck with me.
That's deep.
And that's deep. And it's coming from a man who has seen it all and who has done it all. He's 86. What is this man not seen? You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a life lesson in everything. So I definitely like to listen to everybody and everything because it can be somebody who real dumb and talking about something, but I still listen if they're talking about something. You know what I'm saying? So,
true.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, now that's deep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's deep. So when you do win that money, you get that kind of money though. Go on, get yourself a little island somewhere so you can go on and goddamn chill out somewhere. And you know they can't come across that water without that boat. So
nope.
You know what I'm saying? You if they come unwanted, they cross that gun line, boss. Guess what?
And then you don't, like I say, you don't have to feel guilty. You don't. You got it. You earned it. You worked hard for it. Only people you need to be worried about is your family. And the hand, like I said, the five friends on one hand that was there when you was hustling to get it, that didn't, you know what I'm saying, down you or they didn't stab you in the back or they, you know what I'm saying, all the extra... You can tell who's your real friends and who ain't. And if you don't, then you need to do soul searching. But, yeah.
Because the bottom line of it is they want to ride off your name. They want to ride off dope-ass music. They want to ride off Miss Queen T. It's just everybody who's successful or, you know, becoming successful, you know what I'm saying? That's what they doing, you know what I'm saying? They trying to hitch that ride, but... You got to get off my coattail for sure.
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Let them off easy, man. I'm
sorry. I'm going to leave everybody. I'm going to bring everybody back in. So make sure you guys just stay on the line. We're going to get input from somebody else, too. I see DJ Clubbing on the line, Soda Black on the line. But I want to get into a quick music break real quick, and then we're going to get the rest of everybody's input on the subject. So... Mr. Pills, Ray Chills, Chops, don't go nowhere. We're going to get into the song right here by my boy Gigi that called in earlier. This song right here is called My Heart.
I'm that rapper you wanna meet. And like, I smile with them diamonds in my teeth. that shine your whole world, that make you wanna creep. Feel my love potion, this my remedy. Feel my love potion, this my remedy. And make love all night, listen to country and R&B. If you wanna be my Valentine, baby, my heart you can keep. If you wanna be my Valentine, my heart you can keep. If you want my heart, baby, you can have my heart. Any woman feeling me and don't want me just for my million seat while I'm alone, gone off to Tennessee. While jealous hearts trying to bring me down endlessly. My pain so deep, so I know you gon' remember me. And rewind a secret message when you go to sleep. And regret how you felt when you quoted me. My love is blind, now the whole world noticed me. For the good, the bad, and the ugly. And haters mad cause they girls wanna hug me. Take the advantage of my love to control me. While I'm staying humble, focus on the road, see. While gold diggers searching for that gold, see. I need a real love to console me. That can hear his heart when it's broke, see. I need a real love to console me. If you want my heart, baby, you can have my heart.
All right. Shout out to my boy Gigi on the track. Chops, what'd you have to say about that track?
That track go hard. I was feeling that. I was singing to it.
We're going to bring him in real quick so he can give out his shout outs real quick. Gigi, what's up? How you doing?
What's up with you, baby girl?
All right, go ahead and let everybody know where they can find some more of your music at.
SoundCloud/GG King of the Midwest. That's D-A Midwest. And like I said, you can Google GG King of the Midwest, and all my files will pop up, all my websites, my Twitter, my Facebook, anything that you want, you can get.
All right, cool. Finally. All right, well, you definitely don't have to go nowhere. Definitely stay in the line with us. We're going to take a couple more calls and get feedback on this topic that we got going on, okay?
Oh, I really appreciate it, baby. I appreciate that, for sure.
All right, so we're gonna get into the next caller from the 612-245 caller. Who is this and where he comes from?
Yo, man. It's your boy, Minnesota Black, a.k.a. Mrs. High Being Black, calling from Minnesota, Minneapolis, you know what I mean, / St. Paul. Twin Cities in the building. What's good, Queen T? I see you still out here doing your thing. You know, shout out to the co-host, you know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Hello.
What's up?
Where you at? You heading to the Rod Balls, right?
You said what happened?
I said you headed to the Rod Balls, right?
Actually, I'm headed to the crib right now, you know what I'm saying? I just got off a long day of working. You know, every day I'm working. So, man, I'm actually headed to the crib right now, you know what I'm saying? But I know it's going to go down at the Rack Lounge tonight, you know, St. Paul on West 7th. You know what I mean? My girl, Miss Queen, she's on the party. She's throwing the livest parties in Minnesota. So, if y'all ain't got shit to do, even if you do got shit to do, cancel your goddamn plans and get down to the Rack Lounge, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely appreciate that. All right, Minnesota Black. I'm going to let my girl, Ray Chills, go ahead and hit the topic on you. Real quick. So go ahead, Chill.
Yo, so you say you coming from work. Outside of that, what makes you get up every day and say, man, I mean, I got to get up to go to work, man. I know I don't want to, but what, I got to go. What makes you say that? What's your ambition? What's your inspiration for that?
Man, shit, for one, I ain't trying to be homeless. You know what I'm saying? For two, shit. Like, you know, it's just, you know, I like the better things in life. And if you ain't going, you know, if you ain't going to work for it, you most definitely ain't going to get it. I ain't looking for no handouts. I never got one, so I don't expect one, you know. So I'm most definitely go to work every goddamn day, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's on the block or on the clock, you know, I'm working, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. That's what's up.
That's what it is. Hey, but I'm trying to request a song if I got some time, though.
You said what?
I said I'm trying to request a song if y'all got some time.
Oh, go ahead. I'll ask Miss Queen C.
I don't know if she got it though. Miss Queen T, you got that life on there, you know. You ain't gotta play the whole thing. I just wanna, you know what I'm saying, give people a little knowledge, because I think y'all talking about some healthy conversation, you know what I'm saying? I thought the song might be, you know, just as well.
Yo, Miss Queen T. Yo, I'm sorry. I got a lot going on in the background. I have to handle something. So don't mind my background. I didn't hear what you said, so the Black.
I'm trying to request that track called Life in Queen T by that dude named Soda Black. You know what I'm saying? That's what we on.
Who is
next
that?
Radio. Man, some hot dude out of Minnesota, man, that everybody, you know, love to hate it seem like. We're not everybody, because, you know, I got a lot of supporters, man. Shout out to everybody that, you know, supported me, went and liked my page, went and followed me on Twitter, went and, you know, caught my album, mixtape. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all y'all, but, you know, shout out to them haters too. But, yeah, I'm trying to hear that song by him, though. If you got that, see.
Yo, you haven't been on the switchboard, so what happened was we lost all our music, so I don't even have nothing of yours.
I'm going to have to get that to you.
Definitely. Well, you got my email.
Most definitely. You know we next to blow.
Definitely. Go ahead and give out your shout outs again and all your links and stuff like that.
Man, shit. I ain't gonna give out all the links, man. You could just, you know what I'm saying, go to Google and just type in Soda Black. That's SOTABLAKK. You know what I'm saying? At Google.com, all the information will pop up, you know, SoundCloud, Reverb, all that. And then, you know what I'm saying, shout out to, you know, Miss Queen T, shout out to, you know, the two co hosts we got. You said Ray Chills and Chop. That's what
that is? Yep. I linked all y'all up on Twitter, so anytime I link y'all, everybody needs to follow each other, so make sure y'all do that.
I'm most definitely down for that. But no, I'm saying, shout out to them as well. You know, they doing their thing on the co-hosting tip, but I know how hard that shit is. You know, it ain't easy. You gotta come up with good conversation off the fly, you know. So shout out to them for doing their thing. And, you know, shout out to Next Flow Radio. Shout out to OVF. Shout out to my management, EMG, man. Shout out to my big homie Murder. You know, man, it's crazy. Shout out to Minnesota, man. For real.
Shout out to your city. Salute. You should come out here to Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. I plan on making a move out there.
Definitely. You know, we get it in. And it's, you know, Minnesota, Chicago. I mean, Minneapolis, Chicago. Kind of goes hand in hand, if you know what I'm saying.
Man.
Like, a lot of. What happened?
Radio. Your people's calling for you, but I got you.
Okay, I'm not sure what's going on, but okay then. Shout out to the 404. I see you on the line. 347, I think that's my boy, Missouri. Shout out to the 903, the 312, the 314, the 701. I see y'all. Definitely don't go nowhere. The 404, you're next in line. I mean, the 225, you're next in line. I want to get into this track right here. I need to take a little short break. Like I said, I got a lot going on in the background. But I want to bring my boy, Mr. Pills, on the line real quick. So, definitely, Mr. Pills, Mr. P-I-L-L to the Z, what's up?
What's happening? You already know what it is. Hey, time stay down. I was here in the Soda Black. You already know. If y'all didn't know,
yo,
I am the president.
I need you to go ahead and introduce me to the one with Bob.
With who?
Mine.
What you got on the board?
I said I have Mr. Pills. I got On My Mind and Out My Lane.
Chick, let's go on ahead and do that Out My Lane, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Dada Blanco, you know what I'm saying, for featuring me on that, you know what I'm saying? And you know it is what it is. So this your boy Mr. Pills.
With yo, what's good, Pills?
Already. Dope boy already. Eight times stay down. Yeah, I'm that country nigga. Oh yeah, P.S., I am.
You what? Go ahead, Mr. Pills.
Oh, go ahead.
All right.
Stay up out my lane, bitch, nigga, use the lane. Stay up out my lane, bitch, nigga, use the lane. Stay up out my lane, bitch, nigga, use the lane. Bitch, nigga, use the lane. Stay up out my lane.
Already, that was my boy, Mr. Pills and Dada Blanco out there in ATL. She's out there in ATL with you too, right?
Yeah, we're going to set the 291 down next week, you know what I'm saying? Got these videos shooting, my man Monte Carlo. He got some big things, you know, movies and et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to fuck with somebody, Mr. Pills, get at me at MrPills01. Get at me. Mario Johnson is the Facebook. That's the government. You know, I also have my Mr. Pills fan page. AJ Go, like Mr. Google will say, AJ Go Google me. MR period PILLZ already.
Hey,
good
up. Dope track, too,
yeah,
man.
Oh, appreciate that. Hey, that's Donna, you know what I'm saying? That's her track, you know what I'm saying? She just featured me, and, you know, that's what it is. So I appreciate the love, mm-hmm. You know. There's plenty more where that come from.
Definitely. Yo, Mr. Pills, I hope you ain't hanging up because I respect you for calling in. We're going to keep your mic live with us, and we're going to get into some more callers and see what everybody has to say on our topic tonight. But before the end of the show, unfortunately, our guest is not calling in, but I want one of our co-hosts is an artist, so I want her to broadcast herself a cappella. I love putting her in a cappella mode. So since I didn't get no music in the inbox or in the email.
No, I just sent it to you. I just sent you about 3 songs.
Oh, you okay. I love when you go a cappella though. See?
Okay, all right. Well, can I get an a cappella and one of my joints if we got time?
Yep. I'm gonna upload all 3 of them. And before we get you everybody, I want you guys to stay tuned in so you guys can see what my girl Rachel is working with. She's a dope artist out there in Chicago. So I'm gonna take 2 more callers and then we're gonna get into that. And then so you guys don't go nowhere. So let's go ahead and get into the 225-57 School Club Live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's that, man? It's DJ Club, man. I'm on here. I'm over here moving around. What's going on, Queasy? I see your text, so I was giving you a call to see what's happening. Be in the building, Trail to Table, Savage, Mike, EGK Records, the whole fam. Rest in peace, Mama Pimp. Rest in peace, motherfucking Pimp, C, Lil Fat, Free Boosie. Goddamn, man, we here. I just want to fuck with everybody. What's that?
Goddamn.
What's good? I'm cooling, man. I'm just cooling. I'll just drop another mixtape, you know, putting them together, man, you know.
If people want to submit their music for your mixtape, how do they do that?
Work for djclubbag@gmail.com, man. Just hit me on the Facebook, man. Hit me on the book, hit me up on superunit.com, hit me on whatever. Hit my number, hit Queen T, she gonna tell you to hit me up. And I'm gonna tell you to hit me up. We gonna make it, we gonna keep it going. Like a cycle, baby. We gonna move, we gonna go. I promise. Meet me halfway and we gonna make it happen. That's all my life. Yeah.
Definitely. All right, well, real quick. I'm going to let Ray Chills go ahead and give you the topic of the night real quick so you can go ahead and give your input.
Okay, a lot of people talk the talk, you know, there ain't a lot of people walking the walk, but it sounds like you about that life. So what keeps you motivated? What keeps you going? What's your ambition?
Man, music, man. Hearing good music and talking to the chillest people alive is making me keep it going, man. If I talk to real people all day long, man, that made me keep going. You feel me? All I do is fuck with the right people, man. The chillest, the realest people here, because all my chillest DJ alive. You feel me? And I want to fuck the chill people, too. You feel me? That's all I'm about, man. Just living that life, baby. That was life, man. Trail.
That's cool. Definitely. And music is definitely a major key to keep a lot of people going because music definitely is kind of bigger than religion. You know what I'm saying? So it's sad, but it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? So it's the message that you bring in, whatever message it could be. Getting money, you know what I'm saying? Or making love, whatever it is.
As long as you got your hustle going, and that's what's up. I follow anybody who hustles, and that's definitely what's up.
That's all it's about, man. Good music, man. And shout out to my nigga in H-Town, man. You know that nigga had a nice little track, man. Keep going, bro. Keep moving. We gonna keep going. I promise.
All right, thank you. Yo, Clubbaker, don't try not to go nowhere, okay? Because I want you to hear my girl Rachel's uploaded some of her music. So until we get that, we're gonna take a couple more callers. So don't go nowhere, okay?
I got you. I'm right here.
Right. All right, let's go ahead and get to another caller from the 404 area code 764. You live? Who is this? And where are you calling from?
You. Hello, young lady.
Hello, young lady. How you doing?
Hey. I'm good. Who's this?
Pardon me? My name is, this is Reginald Poole from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm with my friends in Minnesota. Let me say something to you, baby. All them young men was talking to you, they need to flush that stuff, baby, because they don't know how to talk. You need to, when them boys, I said boys with a capital B, they cuss on your phone. I wouldn't let them say it. I'm an old school. I'm old school. I'm 65 years old. I wear alligator shoes.
Let me finish.
Wow.
Whoa. All right. We're going to try this one more time. Yo, this ain't about my other callers. This is about you. So if you have anything you want to put on the hot topic, we're going to let you do that before we bring you back live, Mr. 404. I'm not sure what your name is because I couldn't hear you. The background is super loud. But I'm going to let Rachel go ahead and give the subject one more time. So, Rachel, go ahead and give out the topic one more time.
Yo, the topic of this show today is ambition, goals, and inspiration. Within those three topics, what keeps you inspired, what keeps you with ambition, and what is your motivation? So there you go.
All right. So we're going to bring you back in live because I could not hear his background. I could not hear nothing. So 404, you live. Who is this?
Well, he was going a little bit hard.
Let's see it. Hello.
Hello.
My name. Yes. Yes, this is my old head. You know, my old head just thinking of his feelings right now. How you feel about some of them tracks right there, you know? No mind him, but appreciate him. Now, he all about inspirations, all that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We from the Minnesota. We just kicking back right now, enjoying this nice little weather till the snow come back, you say. You know?
Y'all coming up to the Roz Lounge tonight, right? If y'all in my city, y'all got to come up to the Roz Lounge. This is Miss Queen T. We're in events at the Roz Lounge every Tuesday. So if y'all can come through, that would be greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more of too. That's one of my co-hosts, Chop. Chop's in the background. He's from New Orleans, and he in the city too, so he's going to be there tonight. So he can definitely come through and network. I'm not sure if you guys are artists or anything, but thank you guys so much for calling in. I definitely appreciate that. And we're going to get into the next caller from the 347-320. Call you live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yo.
Hi.
Yeah, what it do, shout it.
What's good,
it?
Boy.
Nah, me. This is what we does. This is what we do. Shout out to me.
What up, you?
Shout out to you.
Nah, what's good, yo? I ain't gonna lie. I was fucked up last night. You know what I mean? I was fucked up last night. I had old women buy me drinks. It was fucking hilarious. But I think one of them pinched my ass, too. But still, it was a great night. It was a great night. You know what I'm saying? I had a good fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm here on Next to Blow. You know, I got the text like, hey, call in and go live. I was like, hey, what's life like? Let me do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just heard a pimp on the phone. It sounded like a pimp from, like, 89. The nigga said he wear gaiters. I said, damn. like next to Blow is just getting on a whole nother dimension. You know what I'm saying?
It's that's what's
right
up
now.
Though.
That's what it do. That's what it do. You know what I'm saying? My pimp hat is tilted to you. You know what I'm saying? What's good though? What's good? What's good? What's good, Queen King? What's your life like, man?
I don't know. This is my boy Maturi, the real.
I'm sorry. I'm rude. I'm being rude. It's the real Maturi, aka Mr. Lobster and Cocaine. You know what I'm saying? Mixtape coming soon. How's everybody doing? What's going on?
Good.
Cool and like a fan.
I hear that.
We got Chops online. He co-hosting with us tonight.
What Chops said? What my nigga Chops said? Chops. Hey, Chops.
Good, my nigga.
What's good, family?
Yeah, I'm cool. How your own birthday was?
My birthday was ridiculous, nigga. I had a stomach ache all, you know what I'm saying? Hangover was like, no. You know what I mean?
He has a boo-boo all day.
Kevin said yesterday you was fucked up.
Man, I was gone, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I started talking to some like golden girls. Like, it was like three old ass women that were at the bar, just like chilling. I just sat down and it was like happy birthday, and just started giving me shots. I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm starting to see double. Let me keep fucking drinking. You know what I'm saying? It was great though. It was great. It was fucking awesome. The Eagles won. You know what I mean? So it was good money. Good money, man. A good night. You know what I mean? I wish I could have celebrated. In fact, you know what's so funny, Chops, because I meant to call the show last night, and I was just going like, you know what I'm saying, just put it on speaker and just have y'all sing happy birthday, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
I have somebody that gives me happy birthday to you.
Who's that? Is it a female? I hope it's a female. I don't know.
Yes. And she's amazing, too.
All right. Well, let me hear it then. Let's bring it on. Let's get it, girl.
You ready?
I'm ready. Shit, I'm born ready.
Okay, what's your name again?
Maturi.
Maturi.
Maturi. Okay, here
we go.
Go.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maturi. Happy birthday to you.
Nigga, I just fucked up. Suck my thumb. What the hell? Nigga, this, what? I'm about to come to you right now. You gonna fucking sing happy birthday all fucking night. Yo, that shit was real. Damn, girl. I need you on a track.
Yes.
For real.
Yo, I linked up everybody on Twitter. So, like I said, everybody needs to follow everybody and network.
Yeah,
it's all about networking.
Yeah.
So, but Suri, we have a hot topic tonight. And after you give us your input, we're going to go into Rachel so y'all can see what else she's working with. And we're still going to get into more callers, too. So, y'all don't go nowhere. But, go ahead and hit Maturi with the topic real quick.
Yo, the topic of the night, Maturi, is inspiration, ambition, and motivation within those three topics I just threw out there. What keeps you motivated? What's your ambition? And what gives you that to wake up every morning and go get it, like a go-getter?
Okay. My motivation is money. My ambition is money. My inspiration is money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that pretty much covers everything. No, but honestly, truthfully, my daughters are my motivation. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to make sure that I do right by them. You know what I'm saying? But the inspiration, it's just pretty much, you know, money and them. You know what I'm saying? Money and family. That's pretty much what makes me wake up every morning. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got a curveball for you. When the money ain't there, what keeps you motivated? If you never had a dollar, if you never had a dollar to your name, would you still be content?
with who you are?
Yeah, I would. But the thing about it is just that, you know, if I, you know, money isn't necessarily like, you know, money isn't everything, but it kind of is, but it isn't. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a double standard and shit. I think that's the word to use for it. I really like music, like me, like this rap shit, like, you know what I mean? Like the, like my love for that, it kind of makes me want to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like it, in that aspect, like it wants me to be like hurt because I could touch somebody else's life or I could change somebody else's, you know what I'm saying, like point of view or whatever. I mean, it's a lot of things. But if you just put it like in that little nutshell, it's like my family, you know, like my family and music, you know, like.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
It says long, and my thing is, you know, with people in general, artists, you know what I'm saying? And Modi, what the hell is Modi? Anyway.
Yeah, you can make up a word. It's okay. You can make up a word on next to the post. You're going to put that one in the dictionary right now. Modi, I don't know what the fuck it means, but guess what? We do now. Let's get it. Let's fucking get it.
No, for real, though. I talk to a lot of, you know what I'm saying, artists. You know what I'm saying, or whatever, outside of, you know what I'm saying, this radio show, whatever. And we always have conversations about, you know what I'm saying, when you make it, when you get it, and you got it, you know what I'm saying, will it be enough? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Is that the real reason that you out here every day striving to be a better person than you was 5 minutes ago, or a better person than you was trying to be 10 minutes, or yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's a lot of motherfuckers out here who's rich as fuck, and they still not happy.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? And they got it all, and it's like, okay, I got it all, but I'm still not happy. So
right.
It got to be that one. It got to be something besides the cash. With the talent and with the business behind your talent, you know what I'm saying, that's going to come. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people that's like, okay, well, you know, I get the cash and I get the fame, but I'm still miserable. And
right.
Like you said, and that's really good, you said, man, like my daughters, you know what I'm saying, that keeps you going, and that's good because it's a lot of people who lost, and they don't have that foundation that keeps them motivated, and that's what's up, and I salute that. Keep it going. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Sorry, you're talking ill.
No. Actually, I mean, you just made me have like a nigga moment for a minute. Like, I just stopped and I was like, damn, let me look at my life again. That shit was deep. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, you know, like, because you want to get on a deeper level. It's like, you know, whoever, I don't like to really touch on religion like that because everybody believes differently sometimes. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Either way, if you have a religion or if you believe in a God, you know what I'm saying, then that's where you can pretty much, like, find that peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes
yeah. There's
certain situations that come down to it, you'd be like, come on, man, like, why am I going through this? You know what I'm saying? And you got to
right. Look
at it and be real, like, you know what? God might need to put me in a situation so that, you know what I'm saying? Like I can
oh,
I can
he'll never put you in
a better.
He'll never put you in a situation that you can't handle.
Exactly.
I mean, he never has. He never will.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But it's all about getting out of that situation. You know what I'm saying? And your story about how you got over that storm, you know what I'm saying? Like you got over
right. Out
of that situation. But, you know, you live and you learn.
Definitely.
All right.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yo, Maturi, we're going to leave your mic live with us, too. You know, you're part of the family, too, over here on Next to Blow Radio. But
no,
first and foremost, I want you to go ahead and shoot out your link real quick so everybody can know who you are and what it is on you.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say what I heard somebody else say about Googling because you might fucking see a mugshot, so don't Google me. You know what I'm saying? Just go to Twitter. Just go to Twitter and look up Real Maturi. You know what I'm saying? M-A-T-U-R-I. You know what I mean? Put the real in front of that. It's spelled right, you know, T-A-T-R-E-A-L. You can hit me up on Instagram, you know what I'm saying, under Brooklyn's Father. You know what I'm saying? You can check me on SoundCloud. SoundCloud, you know, Maturi. What other links do I do? Reverb, you know what I'm saying, under Maturi. There's some other shit. I don't know. Like, niggas just got my name everywhere. But you know what I'm saying? Just don't Google me. Like I said, just don't fucking Google me because I don't want nobody to think this nigga was locked up in Georgia.
I'm just saying. I don't want you to look at that. I want you to know,
hey,
understand me for who
Missouri,
I am.
Hey, I just had somebody hit me up, say they're going to Google you now that you're saying it.
Oh, shit. Now, really? Okay. I don't know what to do. I think I got warrants still. I don't know. But anyway, listen. It's been real, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I missed you, you know? I miss talking to you.
Oh, I miss talking to you too. Oh, how sweet was that?
Chill. Don't get that.
Where's the violin?
I'm trying to be a tough rapper. Don't do that to me. I'm trying to be a tough rapper. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it like that.
All right.
Oh,
so, Maturi, stay live with us. We're going to get into this great chills little segment and let her get her little shine on. But in the meantime, for everybody else that has not gone live with us, I see my boy JR Smooth on the line. So he will be next caller that will be taking live. So shout out to my boy JR Smooth live. Shout out to the 310. I see you. You guys don't hang up. Shout out to Miss Chocolate for calling me. Make sure you guys check. She's calling me right now, so make sure you guys tune in to her Monday night. Check out the best of Suave, and she knows I'm on air right now. So shout out to her for calling me while I'm on air. So, but in that being said, I know I'm finishing up your last song. It's uploading right now, Rachel. When I got poured up right now. Pulled up.
Okay.
So I don't know if you.
Oh wait. Okay. Now wait. Pour It Up is a feature. That's cool too. From another artist out here, Dane Pace. Y'all go follow him on Twitter. Dane Pace, dope artist from the shop.
The other ones are pulling up right now too. I'm just finishing it up. So if you want to give me like one more minute, and then but first and foremost, go ahead and introduce yourself one more time for our listeners, and let them know where they can. Well, actually, we'll let them know where they can find you after, because we want them to stay tuned. So. You want to hit him with the acapella first? I know you already did the happy birthday, but I need to hear something else.
Okay, well, I guess I can do that too. No.
Oh, okay, I thought it was me picking on you. But okay.
No, it's all good. It's all good. It's all love. No, but cool, I'll hit you with the acapella. By the way, my name is Ray Chills. I'm from the Chi-Town area, 312-773, all that. I am a neo-soul/R&B artist. I do a little bit of rapping here and there, but it's only because they make me when I'm mad and shit, you know, anyway. But, yeah, follow me on Twitter, Ray Chills, RaeChillz, Instagram, RayChillz1, RayChillz1, Facebook, Ray Chills. Music, all capital music. Music is all capitals. But SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Ray Chills, everything is all the same. Thank you for all the love. And I love all of you. Thank you. Thanks. No, but no, here's our acapella joint. Y'all know I rocks with the Neo Soul. I used to follow Jasmine Sullivan. I was rocking with Jasmine before anybody even knew who she was. You know what I'm saying? I had all her underground mixtapes, all of that. But this is a joint, acapella joint that Jasmine Sullivan. Underground joint that probably don't nobody even know, but we'll see. But here it goes, it's called Braise Your Head. Here we go.
I can feel you everywhere. Can you feel me too when I braid your hair? I can feel you everywhere. Can you feel me too when I braid your hair? It's such a grand experience. I try to take such care and make you look like a prince. I want to see you smile when you see yourself and hold your head up high and love yourself. But I don't still see it so close. I can feel your body touching mine with a hero new look skin. As the sun continues to shine, don't wanna rush this thing. Think I'll just take my time. Don't know what tomorrow brings, but today you're all mine. I can feel you everywhere. Can you feel me too? When I braid your hair, when I braid your hair.
All right, that was it.
Hey. I'm about to grow my hair. I'm about to grow hair. Hey. I'm about to get it fucking braided. I'm about to grow this shit right now.
You might have neck. You might have neck braids. Talk about some neck braids. Y'all got jokes?
No, that was awesome.
But I'm sensitive though, right? Awesome. I'm just a little sensitive. I might actually, y'all just want to start crying though.
This is just telephone. And it still sounded good. Shabba-doo-ba-doo-ba-ba.
Right?
Still sounds good. Shit, that was good.
Yeah, that shit was great.
Real talk.
Thanks, guys.
Already.
Girl, you want to be my internet
hi,
girlfriend?
Hi, Rachel. Ooh, mm-hmm. Maturi?
Huh? What you say?
I heard that.
What I say? Oh, no, you heard that? I was just, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, my bad.
Yep, I know that. No, I shout out to my girl, Rachel. We're going to get into one of her tracks now that we got them loaded up. We have great. One hell of a nice green bag and Pour Up. So, Rachel, go ahead and introduce one of these tracks for the listeners.
Yo, I'm about to introduce my baby that I birthed out of my womb. You know what I'm saying? I was sitting in a dark room. You know, they say a flower bloom in a dark room. But no, one hell of a night is to the ladies out here. You know how it be in them nights when you be drinking and you be at the crib and you wake up the next morning like, who the hell is this nigga? You know what I'm saying? One of them nights. So, yeah. This for the ladies. One hell of a night.
God, what's going on? My head's spinning. I can't even see straight. Hold on, wait. Hold on. What? What's going on? Oh, damn. Hold on. Let me put my glasses on. Yeah.
together. And yeah, like I said, you're real fine and all, but I don't even know your name. Zone. Can't even remember how I got home. Shit.
Oh my God.
Yo.
Yo, I need that remix, son. I need to get on that remix, yo. Yo, I need to get on that remix, man. That shit is ill, son.
Yo, I like this.
Yeah, you gotta roll you up a fatty to that one.
Roll over and look at my bitch like, what the hell you doing in my bed? Hey, that shit was hard, son. What's up?
Like, I mean, you're fine and all, but I don't even know your name. Like, who is you?
Hey, let go. That's what I'm talking about right here. That shit is hard, son. I'm over here fucking nodding my head like I'm in the booth or something. You know what I mean? That shit was real, son. Let's talk. I like that.
Gracias.
Oh,
definitely. Well, we got Gigi back on the line. Gigi and Club Banger. You know, I didn't get to get you guys the input on the last two things she did. Her last song in acapella. So, what y'all think about her?
Yeah, I'm in this bitch. It's me, Gigi, Club Banger.
I'm
here. Man, I want to just say, man, keep going, man. I love that music, man. I love R&B, you feel me? So, man, when I hear R&B, I fall in love, man. You feel me? So, yeah, man. Keep going, baby. You're going to reach the top. Fucking keep with the going. Right niggas is going to get you right where you need to be. You feel me? And it's going to be on. I promise. I love it. Fuck with it. I'm in here. See, we in here. I love this shit.
You go. Okay. Thank
you for that feedback.
Well, Rachel, if people want to get a feature or anything like that, a collab or whatnot, where can people reach you at as an email or a contact number besides Twitter and Instagram?
Yo, you can hit my manager email or mine. It doesn't matter. My manager's email is PapaBearG. 377@gmail.com. It's PAPAG. Wait, hold on. I'm a little slow. PAPABEARG 377@gmail.com. My email is rachels12@gmail.com. RAYCHLLZ12@gmail.com. So if y'all need a feature, just hit me up, man. I love working. I love the culture of music. I don't. Money is cool, but I just like the culture. Living in the culture.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm ready to go to sleep. I want to go to sleep so I can wake up and say, last night was mad real. Yup. Last night was mad real. Yup. Let's get it. I'm going to sleep. Hey, I'm off this motherfucker. I'm going to sleep right now. I swear to God. I'm about to go to sleep. Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Hey, look. Real quick, Chop, it's 8:44. I'm going to be there in like an hour and a half, bro, so you better be ready.
No, Chop, it's not Chops no more. It's International Hove. That's what we call it, Chops, from here on out. International Hove, you know what I mean? Because he be everywhere. He ain't never there. You know what I'm saying? This nigga Chop, he be on tour by himself. Nothing. Just by himself. Just pop up to the fucking city. Like, just... I'm in town, bro. Wait a minute. You was in Louisiana 5 minutes ago. I know, but I'm here now. I mean, this nigga traveled, dog.
I know. That's what happened because I posted a picture on Instagram. I'm in Minneapolis.
Come on, shit. I'm in the pool. Listen to the shit.
It's a national hope.
All right, y'all. We're going to get into two more callers. I think these are my boys, Mark Ashevelle and J.R. Smooth. So, y'all, we're going to get into the first one with my boy J.R. Smooth. What's up, 956? You live.
What's the deal? What's going on?
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
What's good?
Hey, man, what's going on?
What up, Smooth? Where you calling from? Let everybody know where you're calling from. I know where you're calling from, but let everybody know where you're calling from.
Are you
from.
Sure you want
to
know?
Are you in the shower?
You want to know? No, I was actually taking a shit, but no, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm chilling in my living room, man. I'm from Texas, chilling, listening to you guys, man.
Definitely. What you think about Ray Chill? Did you get to hear her music?
What did was it that girl singing the acapella?
Yep.
Tell her it's my birthday today.
Yeah.
But tell her she's got to sing it in Spanish, though.
You said I got to sing you what?
Tell her she's got to sing it in Spanish. Oh, is that
oh.
you?
Oh. See, the oh. only song I know in Spanish is the Merry Christmas song. That's it.
We gotta hear that one. Give us a little taste of the Christmas song in Spanish. I gotta hear it.
You gotta hear a song in Spanish for real. See, now you that got me. I gotta go pull out my dictionary.
That's what's up, though, man. I'm just tuning in, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to your co-host and.
We have a hot topic. We want you to hit us with, you know, let us get your input or whatnot. So, Chills, go ahead and give them the topic again.
Yo, the topic of the show tonight is ambition, motivation, and inspiration within those three topics. What keeps you motivated to wake up every morning and strive to be a better person than you was yesterday?
The breakfast tacos at the corner store. No, I'm just playing. I don't know, man. I'm the type of person that it's never satisfied where I'm at, so I always got to try to, you know, be better and better and better every day. And my kids motivate me, I guess you can say.
And I always tell people, when you satisfied, that means that you have definitely officially settled for less. Because when you satisfied with where you at in life, there's always more. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
When you satisfied, then you have become content with where you at in life. When you still got more living to do, so that's what's up. Salute.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, though. You never be satisfied. You always gotta, you know, get better, want more and more.
Definitely. All right, yo, Smooth. What? I'm just now like on your Twitter, and I forgot. I have not got to tune into your new show yet. Can you go ahead and let everybody know about this radio show you got going on?
Oh yeah, tonight I'm gonna be on Flex 103 FM. If you go to flex103fm.com, or you can download the TuneIn app and just search for Flex 103 FM tonight at 9 p.m. I was like, oh, shit, in 10 minutes. Yeah, man, Tuesdays, Mondays, I'm on Revolt Radio. If you just go to revoltradio.com, that's Tuesdays, I'm on Flex FM. Wednesdays, of course, I have Jason Live on Blog Talk. And then Fridays, I'm on Hostile Radio. If you go to hostileradio.com. Saturdays, I'm on Rhythm Rave Radio. Just go to rhythmraveradio.com, and that's about it.
Damn, that's a lot of radio. Indeed.
Yeah, man.
That's a lot of radio.
We gotta do it, man.
Well, right now, you are next to Blow Radio. That's all that matters, right?
Hell yeah. Hey, the last time I was fucking tweeting with the Next to Blow on Twitter, and I thought it was y'all. It was a next to blow records. I said, what the fuck y'all singing their name, goddammit? Why are you singing Miss Quincy and Magazzi's name, goddammit? But
yeah, yo, man, I see you putting up the Twitter name too. I had to Google your ass. So I found your new Twitter, which is JRS1968.
The fuck y'all listening to? What y'all watching over there?
Oh, shout out to DJ Club Banger. That's his background. I have a million.
Sounds like he's listening to. I thought he was watching Meet the Browns or something. That's what it sounded like.
This nigga said Meet the Browns.
Meet the Browns. Hey, but I'm gonna tune in with y'all, man. I'm gonna keep my phone on, but I just, you know, called in and show love and tune in, man. I heard Dope earlier. Shout out to Dope. Shout out to Mr. Pills. Shout out to your co-host. And I think you said you had somebody else named Maserati on your show.
Maserati, baby.
I'll take it. Maserati, I think that it's about to be my new alias. It's about
my
to
bad.
Be my new alias. Maserati.
My bad.
Hilarious.
My bad. What was the name again? I know it started with an M.
Missouri.
Missouri.
Who?
Oh, Missouri. I thought it was Missouri. Oh.
He said Missouri. Wait a minute. What? You know what? I think I'm going to go.
It's all funny games. I'm going to change my name.
I'm just bullshitting, man.
I'm calling myself Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
I need to be a Muslim so I can change my shit to an X at the end of it. So everybody knows.
Oh, man. But I'm out, though, man. I'm gonna tune in. I'm going to stay on the phone. But I'll be on Flex 103 FM.
I'm doing a tweet right now, so make sure everybody follow each other. I've been sitting there all day, so shout out to you, JR, for calling in. Thank you.
Hey, before I get off the line, what happened to your Facebook?
Oh my God, Facebook deleted my Facebook. Everybody hits me up every day. Like, people don't hit me up on Instagram. They hit me up on email. Like, why you delete me? Like, they think I'm beefing with them.
Man.
Like, seriously.
Wow.
I'm announcing it right now.
Man.
Just
in case he's tuning in, fuck Mark Zuckerberger. What's his name? Zuckerberger.
Something with a burger.
I don't know his name.
What's his name?
Something
Mark
with a burger.
But I'm also, man. I'm gonna stay tuned in, but I gotta go, all right?
All right, cool.
Thank you.
All right. JR Smooth Live, shout out to him. My boy out in Texas. We're going to get into this next caller. This is the last call we're going to take tonight. And we're going to bring in the 310 area code, 310-912, you live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's up, man? This is Smart Guy Chevelle, representing Minnesota, but I'm out in Cali. What's up?
What's Gucci?
Man, chilling, man. Hey, most definitely, before I start off anything, I need to get one of them features with Chills. Make that happen, Miss Quinn.
I got you. I'm actually tweeting you guys together right now. It's SG Chevelle, right?
Yeah.
All right. Definitely, you guys can definitely work out. Follow each other. You guys can definitely connect to Twitter and all that good stuff. So we can get into one of your tracks, too, after, you know, we get your input on the topic so she can see what you're working with as well. My God, so I know we had you on our show, what was it, last week or the week before?
It was a couple weeks back.
Yep, you was on the Miss Queen T. Magasia show. So, but, yeah, so chill. Go ahead and hit the topic to Smart Guy and see what he got to say.
Yo, what keeps you motivated? What's your ambition? And what's your inspiration? What keeps you going every day? What's your energy method?
What keeps me going every day, of course, is my kids. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that I don't want them to live the same life that I live. You know what I mean? I came from the streets, and I was subjected to some things that, you know, I didn't want to see. And, you know, I believe that, Not any bad thing on my mom, but just the situation that she was put in, you know what I'm saying, caused her to put us in the situation. And so I'm just determined to make sure that my kids don't have to go through that. And also that, especially my boys, you know, that they see me and they see their dad was somebody who set goals and went after his goals you know, so that trickles down to them and they're able to set goals. So that's what motivates me. As far as what inspires me, you know, is just other artists, you know, whether they local or, you know, they're mainstream or whatever, whether, you know, whatever genre, that's what inspires me, you know, is to just get out there and add my creativity to other creativity that's out there, you know, and let it work together. You know, and as far as, you know, ambitions, you know, it's all about setting goals, man. You know, I just recently, you know, came across some information and learned that, you know, we get up every day, you know what I'm saying, like, for a simple, I'm going to give y'all something simple. You know, you got your people who set an alarm clock. They get up, they hit the alarm clock, they hit for snooze, and they sleep another 15 minutes. To me, them the people that's losing. The people that win is the people that set that alarm clock and they get up when that alarm clock goes off and they head out for their day. You know, I think it's just a lot of not conforming to what everybody else does, but doing what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? Being the first to do it. I'm up at 5:30, you know what I'm saying, doing rehearsals, whether I got a show or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm working out at 7 o'clock from 7 to 9, and then I'm leaving the gym, and then I'm back in the gym at noon. You know what I mean? Then I'm reading books. You know, I'm just constantly, you know, trying to perfect that craft, and those are my ambitions, is to be the best. You know, a lot of people sit up and they say, okay, well, when it comes down to, you know, who you compare yourself with or who you think you're better than, to me, I'm trying to be the best in the world, and it's not impossible. So
that's definitely what's up, and I think it's a lot of listeners, and including myself, when you say that, because not only is it hard to achieve certain goals nowadays, but it's also hard to stay focused, you know what I'm saying? And within that, you know, everybody just needs that focus point, and whatever keeps you focused is what's up. So definitely, I salute.
Well, you know, I think it's not so much it's staying just focused. It's about figuring out what you want more than anything. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody said a little bit ago that, you know, when people become satisfied with a situation, that's a loss. In a sense, it is. But then you got some people who feel like they've obtained their goal and they're successful at that. If you feel like you've already attained your goal and you feel like you've made success and you're satisfied with that, fine, so be it. But me and Miss Queen and everybody else on the radio show that I see, you know, going in every day and doing what they're doing, we not satisfied with where we at. You see what I'm saying? I won't be satisfied until it's time for me to pass on and go. That's when I'll be satisfied. You know what I mean? When I know that everything has been accomplished, when I see my kids go off to college, when I see, hopefully to see their kids go off to college, then I'll be satisfied. But until then, you know, I got work to do. You know what I mean? It's not going to stop. It's going to be an everyday thing.
Definitely. Salute. Keep it going. And definitely. That's what's up.
For sure.
Right.
But the reason why, you know, I was calling in for y'all, man, we got this thing going with the Ski Live TV show that comes on Access TV all this month, for the remainder of this month. If you guys, you know, call in or retweet the song that they play. So most definitely make sure y'all go on and follow Ski and Ski Live, because if you retweet the song when he plays it, then you get a chance to hang out with me, Adrian Peterson, and DJ Ski next month.
Oh, wow, that's what's up. Salute to you.
I'll come hang out.
So, for sure.
You know, Miss Queen, she's
a
party
girl. What's crazy? Yo, I meant to call you last week because, you know, I go out to the Rock Lounge every Tuesday, and, you know, my friend, she had the XM radio, the thing in her car, and we was listening to one of the stations, and, you know, it was DJ Ski, and I'm like, oh, shit, DJ Ski.
Yeah.
So shout out to DJ Ski for making major moves.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely. So that's DJ SKEE, if y'all didn't know.
Yeah, and then, you know, like I said, you can watch the show. It's going to start right now, but y'all can watch the show on Access Live. I got DirecTV, so it's 340 on DirecTV. I think it's like 267 on, what's the other, not DirecTV, but Dish.
Comcast?
I think it's like 290. I think it's 290 on Comcast.
What about people who got AT&T?
I don't know about AT&T. You know, I'm sorry. You know, I can't do that. I got an endorsement with Verizon, so I can't talk about AT&T. So
wait, what's wrong? Wait, hold on. Wait, what's wrong with AT&T now?
I can't.
You know how I go.
I got business with Verizon. So,
can you hear me now?
You know.
Good.
Hey, man, fuck Verizon. No, I'm just
playing. Yeah, you gang banging on phone carriers, nigga.
Right.
Damn. What's your ambition?
I'm kidding. I'm just joking. All love to Verizon, man. All love to Verizon.
Yeah, man, y'all, no. Hey, but I just, you know, I just want to thank y'all, man, for keep doing what y'all doing, man, and, you know, giving the artist a voice.
Definitely, and I really appreciate
it. He just tweeted, he said he live right now with Pusha T, so make sure you guys reply now using the hashtag E-Live, and I'll ask you live.
Yeah, he's going to have a few people on there tonight. He's going to have Pusha T on there. He's going to have Adrian on there. It's gonna be a nice show, so you know, make sure y'all tune in.
Definitely.
What channel?
All right, before.
So y'all have a good night.
You too.
I just retweeted. Mark, I don't go yet.
Yeah.
Don't leave me yet. I'm trying to get a request on one of your tracks.
Oh man, you can play whatever.
All right then, we gonna
You play what you like.
I like it all. See. Okay, then.
You're down there trying to play them all.
I know. I got to hurry up and go. I got to go to this venue tonight, Roz Lounge in St. Paul. Shout out to Chop. He going to be there. He hung up. So shout out to my co-host, Chop. He out here. He out here in Minnesota. He, you know, I know him through radio. And, like, I know all y'all through radio. So he came out here in my city tonight, all this week. And, you know, we're taking him out. So. He's probably over there getting ready because I told him that he better be ready. So, but, yo, shout out to you, though, Smart Guy. I definitely appreciate all your support and everything. And make sure you guys follow him on Twitter, too. And if you guys follow me on Twitter, you will see everybody that tuned in tonight. I tweeted them. So, shout out to everybody that I got to take live. But, Smart Guy, we're going to get into probably maybe the first 48.
You're too good.
You know, and, but thank you so much. All right. And also, Maturi, I got a song for you. I want to play your song. And
oh, word? You got
a
song for me?
Yeah, we got a break in my heart.
Oh, I'll do it. All right, go ahead, do it. Do it, Dan, niggas, do it.
So, and that being said, so don't go nowhere. We're going to get into these last two tracks right here, and then we're going to come back and let you guys, Maturi and Right, Chills, give your last shout outs. And if Mark is still on the line, then we're going to bring him on too. So we're going to get into this first track right here. All right, we're going to get into this first track right here by my boy Maturi. Actually, Maturi, go ahead and introduce the song. I'm acting like I'm you right now.
I mean, you know, it's all good, man. Just, you know, to all the females that's listening right now that are single and ain't got a baby daddy problem, holla at me because I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? Breaking my heart. I'm not going to have it. Last night was mad real. Cut to the track. Let's get it.
Yo, man. I don't understand these girls, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really have a nigga fucked up, man. I can't deal with that shit, man. For real. I'm gonna talk about it, man. For real. Yo. The only girls who can break my heart is Anaya in Brooklyn, cause they always playing their part, and they just like daddy, so you know that's making it hard on any girl looking for relationships to start. I ain't trying to get played, the light brings too much in the dark, and the way that these girls moving now, you gotta be smart. You can't wear your heart on your sleeve, it fucks with the starch. There's a lot of thirsty niggas running around here parched, like turning holes in the housewives turned to an art. Now the ones that I ran through, both for walks in the park, but I guess it's better together and further apart. The only thing I ask of you is, cause I ain't trying to be down as a precinct, looking indecent, going through it like Mark Leeson, cause I got pride and plus I got warrants, so I'm gonna take heed to what Clementina warns us. I know you hate me, can't face me, you wanna let me go. You dealing with some emotions that I can never show. You tried it together, you pushed us apart, so no, I can't let you break my heart.
She says she hates me, can't face me, she wants to let me go. She dealing with some emotions that I can never show. We tried it together, she pushed us apart, so now I can't let you break my heart. There are a few girls I wish I was with. Not that I need the closure, I just wonder what if. Like, what if I never did the things that I did? Or better yet, what if she left when I did my bid? I can't take that for granted, cause it is what it is. I learned to live with regrets off the strength of my kids. Forget and forgive is asking a little too much. So forgive me if I forget you and not keep in touch. Who do I trust? Yeah, bitch, I think I'm Scarface. And you insane bolt if you think you make my heart race. You push us between a rock and a hard place. So I gotta let you know what it is for the bar's sake. Save all the heartache, this ain't the heartbreak. So I need you to put on some shoes that's part skate. Escape, cause I'm going with the wind. You may not love me now, but I didn't love you then. And if I'm acting now, that's because you held it in. And this doesn't involve your mom, sister, or your kin, your auntie, your cousins, or any of your friends. You see where that got you, keep listening to them. I know you hate me, can't face me, you wanna let me go. You dealing with some emotions that I can never show. You tried it together, you pushed us apart, so now I can't let you break my heart. She said she hates me, can't face me, she wants to let me go. She dealing with some emotions that I can never show. We tried it together, she pushed us apart, so now I can't let you break my heart.
Yeah, man. You know, this song's dedicated to you. You know who you are. I ain't gotta say your name. Probably a few of y'all like, damn, is he talking about me? Yeah, I am. Holla.
Okay, I had my phone on mute. My bad, my bad. All right. Shout out to them two tracks right there, The Real Maturi, Breaking My Heart. Then we had Smart Guy Chevelle, the first 48 track. So.
Yo, Missouri. I got a little bit of Cam'ron mixed with a little bit of Papoose.
early.
And yo, that first 48 track, I thought that was Meek Mill Jr.
Yo, for real though, it did sound like something like Meek Mill track though. It did.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because every time somebody listens with Meek, they always say he sounds industry ready, and he does got a really big. He's not on the air with us no more, but you know he's from out here. But you know he got Adrian Peterson and their label and DJ Ski behind him, so he got a good little team behind him. So shout out to him, you know, for repping my city out here. And thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for liking him. I be promoting him too, so sometimes you may be seeing me saying Smart Guy Chevelle. So, but and that being said, I gotta get my ass up and get ready to go out. I haven't even got ready yet. I haven't even finished my dinner. My plate's over there on the table, cold as hell.
Damn.
And
what you eating on? Yeah. What you got?
I can't tell you.
Where's my plate at? That's that bullshit.
See, that's that bullshit I be talking about.
I'm being stingy
right now, okay?
Yes, as long as you.
No, I got to get ready and go out. Like I said, everybody that's tuned in, that did tune in, thank y'all so much for calling in. I'm going to do my little promo real quick before I let Ray Chills and y'all do your thing. And then we're going to end the show with another Ray Chills track. But first and foremost, thank you guys both for tuning in. Shout out to my other co-host, Chopped. Ray Chills, of course, my girl Magasia. Make sure you guys hit her up too. You know, she couldn't come on. She's doing big things on reality TV. She's filming this TV show right now. So she's gonna be absent quite a bit, but it's okay. We held it down good. I had a good, great co-host and all the support that everybody called in. Like I said, tonight, Ross Lounge, St. Paul. Let me see. Thursday, we got the Tupac event, the 17-year anniversary Tupac at the Imperial Room. Friday, let me see. What the hell we got going on Friday? Ooh, I don't even know. Don't give me the lie to you. Saturday, we got Mobb Deep in the building. But make sure you guys come out and support Mobb Deep. My boy, Bugs Baguettes, is on tour with them. He's out of East Coast, New York, too. So he's touring with Mobb Deep, and he actually will be on the show tomorrow. So, Bright Chills, get back to me if you can co-host with me again tomorrow. If not, that's fine. He'll be on the air with me tomorrow. Also, we'll be interviewing with my boy, Ricky. Big Rick, he's from out here. He's going to be releasing a new track he did with Johnny P and then another one with Lil. So, and then Sunday, we got Rich Homie Quan on Sunday. We got a lot of shit coming up. So, Friday, my bad. Laugh Out Loud. It's a comedy event we got going on at the Roz, too. I knew I was forgetting something. I got a lot of shit going on, y'all. Like, for real. Too hard to keep up sometimes.
That's
all right. And then make sure you guys follow me at Miss Quincy, at @she_is_Magasia. New Facebook is Miss Quincy, the number one. Yes. Facebook.com/MissQuincy/1. So, all right. Maturi, go ahead and give out your information, your shout outs, and everything like that.
What? Give out my phone number? What are you talking about?
Your phone number.
My phone? Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No, just kidding.
If Ray Chills want to call me and sing me to sleep, you know what I mean? You can reach me at... No, I'm just talking. Hey, but for real, yeah, man, it's The Real Maturi, man. Hit me up on Twitter. Shout me out. Just don't Google me. That's all I got to say. Just don't Google me. Other than that, though, shout out to Queen T, to, you know, Magasia, Ray Chills, Chops, everybody that was tuned in tonight, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, holla at me. Hey, but Queen, hit me up later, though. Call me, like, text me or do something.
Oh, I got you. You ain't going to sleep early? Okay, so you got all
no,
early.
No, I'm not going to sleep early.
All right. Okay. All right, I got you.
All right,
no doubt. All right, Rachel, it's your turn. Go ahead and let everybody know your final thoughts or anything you want to put out there, anything you didn't get to say on the show that you want to put out there, all your links again. If you want to do another acapella, you can. No, I'm kidding. But,
yo,
go ahead, mommy.
It's
your turn.
Look. Shout out to my lover boy Anthony if he's listening. Ooh, not always.
I love you, baby.
Ow.
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 So let me stop. Follow me on Twitter, y'all. Ray Chills, RaeChillz. Instagram, Ray Chilly One, RayChillz1. Facebook, Ray Chills Music. YouTube, Ray Chills. SoundCloud, Ray Chills. Reverb Nation, Ray Chills. I'm a pretty random person, so, you know, I randomly drop, like, little skits and stuff on Facebook doing random singing, you know, just off the strength of how I feel, whatever. Y'all keep in tune. I got some new music coming up, working on a lot of new music. So y'all definitely keep in tune with your girl, Ray Chills. Definitely.
All right. And again, thank you so much for co-hosting with me. I definitely appreciate that. And we, what's the next track you want to get into? And this is going to be the last track of the night. We will not be coming back on after the track. FYI. And tell me y'all decide y'all want to go live with us. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe next time Greenbacks, but since Miss Queen T and whoever else is listening, y'all about to go turn up tonight, why don't you just play Pull Up?
All right, let everybody know who's on the track with you.
Shout out to Dame Hayes, a really, really, really dope artist from the city of Chicago. Actually, he's from the north side. If y'all didn't know, Chicago is like a country in its own. It's so big out here. But north side Dame Hayes, follow him on Instagram, Dame_Hayes, DAME_HAZE. Also, follow him on Twitter, Dame Hayes. So, yeah. Dame Hayes featuring Ray Chills featuring Dame Hayes, Pour It Up.
Whoa, another night.
My hair's spinning.
My bad. My straight.
Hold on,
wait. Shout out to my switchboard. They want to hear it. Have one hell of a
wait,
night.
Are we on? What?
Give me this now.
Oh, no.
1 second.
Damn. Hold on. Let me put my glasses on. Yeah.
Here we go. Pour up, right tail, and hey, thank you for tuning in.
We closing. I'm so up, I got to strike in my chest.
I'm so legit, about to drop low, straight getting it, yeah. See you, man.